This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Say that 18 times fast. Yeah, I've been doing that, saying that forever. Yeah. So feel free to get online early. It's a good time, usually in the first hour versus the second hour, to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. It's the only number. And of course, make sure you listen to us over at 96.5 HD2.
Yes.
I mean, I'm telling you, this station sounds amazing. I always love listening to Ray on 96.5 HD2. He always sounded like the guy.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Free lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And let's go right to Jack out there in Glastonbury. What's happening, Jack?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, just a quick message to Bill Tongs. If he really wants to do something for the state of Connecticut, why doesn't he look at the cable companies and their, you know, their terrible pricing structures that puts, senior citizens at risk because they have to spend all this money for a couple of channels that they want to watch on TV. Anyway,
it's like a car payment.
What I wanted to talk about is in my neighborhood, there's Frontier. Has already put out their fiber optic into my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still on their DSL, but I just noticed some GoNet speed trucks driving around with, and they're doing cable, doing fiber optic as well. And
right.
I was wondering, can they coexist? In other words, can they do theirs in your neighborhood as well, and then you just choose which one you want?
The technical answer would be yes, as long as so. They're not GoNetSpeed is not necessarily doing any micro trenching, meaning running fiber through your neighborhoods as an underground. So
yeah,
if,
where we are, that everything is above ground.
Perfect. So yes, you could choose GoNetSpeed over Frontier. The reason Frontier is putting fiber in your neighborhood, by the way, is because of
GoNetSpeed.
Exactly. So you can thank competition for even you're having the ability, because you can't thank the Attorney General for that, because he didn't care.
Yeah, he
was happy to have two incumbent providers forever, keeping us literally down when it comes to internet choices. Access to our poles is very difficult. And finally, GoNetSpeed got access to those 40-foot wooden poles so that we could get into the 22nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th century here and be more future-proof. And now you have a choice. So I would contend that, Frontier had their chance. They could have given you fiber years ago.
Right. Right.
But they were happy to keep you on that crappy copper line as long as they could.
Right.
So go ahead and make your choice, but I would bet you, I would tell you to go to GoNetSpeed just out of pure spite.
Right now they're they have a GoNetSpeed has a map that shows their coverage in Connecticut, and the green areas is where they have it now.
Yeah.
The yellow areas are where they're putting it in, I guess. So we're in a yellow area right now. So I would have to wait a little bit, but I can do that.
Yeah.
You know.
You're going to get the similar price or lower.
Right.
From a competing company, and that's what we need is competition here.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, if competition is the goal, what you do is wait until both are available in your area for whatever street you're on, and then price them.
Right.
Okay.
And see what's better. But I'm thinking GoNetSpeed is probably going to beat Frontier, but that's just a hunch.
Right.
Well, Frontier kind of has a not a sterling reputation, let's put it that way,
I could speak to that, but I'm gonna just not say anything more.
So anyway, that's good. Hey, one other thing is, would GoNetSpeed have the type of modem that has the VoIP, so you can plug your phone into it and all that, so you wouldn't have an issue with that?
Well, again, when you say plug your phone into it, you'll plug like an UMA device into it, a VoIP technology into your internet service, and it can be GoNetSpeed service. It's actually going to go into your firewall.
So you'd have to go to an UMA rather than a state. Like what I have with Frontier is it's sort of transparent, you know.
Right.
It's but there's a little thing on the modem that looks like a phone symbol. So I'm just wondering if it's a plug and play or where you have to do additional.
You have to go ahead and do that UMA technology. Or, Jack, go ahead and get rid of your old line there and just stick with cellular.
Well, I would love to do that, except that the people, the colonial mindset here in Glastonbury, our cell phone service is not very good right now.
Can't win.
Still debating over whether to put a cell phone tower in, you know, what to make it look like. You know, somebody wanted to make it look like a silo, and somebody else said, no, that looks more like a phallic symbol. So
just so you know, too, Jack. Poor Glastonbury. Just so you know, too, that you could also do cellular over Wi-Fi these days. Most phones are smart enough to do that. So you don't need to have good cell service anymore in your home. You can simply connect to whatever service you're going to use over your internal Wi-Fi signal and make calls over your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because my phone does support that. You know,
Oh, well, you're golden then. You're golden.
Who needs a tower? Who needs a silo?
And if you really want to see a cell tower that's just desperate to try to look like something else.
Yeah.
There's one off of Route 44 between Winstead and Norfolk.
Is it a pine tree looking like a pine tree?
It's a tall pine tree.
Yeah.
I break out in laughter every time I see it.
Yeah.
Because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Camouflage. So hope that helps you, Jack. I mean.
All right. Yeah. No, that's great.
Good luck.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, we're told by Eversource that our electric rates are going to be doubled, and we don't have any other sources of power. There's no competition there either. So, I mean, at some point, this is all going to change, guys. We got to get smarter about how we do things. So you finally have a choice of internet service providers. The reason all this stuff is changing is thanks to GoNetSpeed. It really is.
Yeah.
So every time I see a truck drive by, I mean, in the summer, I would have waved at the guys. I literally said, thank you. Right? I mean, just thank you for coming in and competing against the incumbents. You had three incumbents, really. Maybe four. You've got Cox, Comcast, Frontier,
Spectrum/Charter.
Right, but you only really had two choices if you were lucky wherever you live. You now have a third, and magically you're getting internet for as low as $39 a month. Huh.
Who'd have thunk it?
Exactly. So thank GoNetSpeed for that. We're going to be here till 11. Get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines open for you. Everything's posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And if you follow us on Facebook and you like Tab Computer Systems and Zuckerberg still deems it worthy, it should get into your newsfeed. And of course, you can follow us on Elon's Twitter. It will get into your newsfeed. No matter what we say or do or post, it'll get there. We'll be right back.
And now, a WTIC news update.
9:30, Hartford temperature, 34 degrees.
What was his name there? Optimus, yes. He sounded like Optimus Prime, I swear. I don't think I sound like Optimus Prime. Someone told me I sounds like Woods or something like
James
that.
James Woods.
Okay. But 96.5 HD2. Or of course, you can listen to us on the Odyssey app. We're there as well. We're over on the WTIC Facebook page as well. Join us out there. Post your questions out there as well. Help your fellow listeners over there on WTIC's Facebook page. And you know, lots of abilities to communicate and connect over here at WTIC, which is the greatest thing about 1080. So, as usual and customary, we talk about technology news, Dennis.
Yes, we do.
And Brian and company had William Tong in the studio this week. I heard the interview where Attorney General Tong was very happy about the $392 million privacy settlement with Google. You know, 40 states were able to say to Google, hey, guys, you got to stop, you know, taking people's information and they're not aware of it. You turn off all your privacy settings. You tell Google to stop tracking me. You tell Google to, you know, leave me alone. And they were still tracking you.
Really?
Yeah, of course they were.
Oh.
And these attorneys general all got together, 40 of them, and they were able to literally prick Google very tiny with a $392 million privacy settlement, which, by the way, is the largest in history, but it really is a drop in the bucket.
That's like an hour's profit for the entire company. So
yes.
That's why we're joking about it.
And they, of course, Google promised to start making their location tracking disclosures clearer starting in, when do you think?
2025?
You would think immediately, right? Because that big settlement was so expensive,
right.
$392 million. I don't want to get hit with that again.
When you have a settlement, you have terms, and you know what it is that you're supposed to say.
Yes. So
why don't you just start saying it?
Right now, right?
Yeah.
2023. They're going to wait. They're going to make it clearer. Now, they just promised to make it clearer.
Yes. Oh.
So $391 million gets you clearer in 2023. Nice job, guys. We appreciate your work. And again, it's these companies need to get smacked around, but you didn't smack them much. I mean, you literally pricked them. I mean, it was nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it cost us a lot of money to get this, but hey, all right, $6 million coming to Connecticut, and they don't know what they're going to use it for. They have some sort of he really wasn't very clear as to where the money was going to go to benefit the people of Connecticut whose privacy was, you know,
I don't know.
Trampled on.
Maybe find every Google mobile customer.
Give us $1.50.
Send them a check. Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. 3 million people in Connecticut. We get $6 million. You can do the math. that'll buy you not even a cup of coffee.
Nope. Well, it will at certain stores.
Gotcha. Yeah. So in other news, I just found this amazing, right? So as we sue Google because of privacy, Mass, the health officials in Massachusetts worked with Google. They're being sued because they were using Google. Massachusetts health officials were using Google to secretly install COVID spyware on a million phones.
Wait, there's COVID spyware?
Yes, they want to make sure that you were getting your shots and making sure you were not going outside and mingling with people and spreading the COVID around. So they have this app that they're throwing on your phone, whether you like it or not. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health is facing a class action lawsuit alleging that the use of Google technology, the technology that we were just sued them for $392 million because they were using it without our permission, that same technology was being used covertly by the health department to track your hiney.
Now, here's a dumb question. Was Massachusetts one of those 40 states as part of that settlement?
So I tried to find that out, right? That'd be even the more rich irony.
Right.
It had to be, right? Of 40 states, you think Massachusetts wasn't going to get a couple million? I mean, I would bet my third kid that they did get some money. But the irony is ridiculous here. So, I mean, Department of Public Health chucked this COVID-19 app on your phone and tracked you, whether you liked it or not, a million phones using the same technology.
A million phones?
Yep. That's
Whoa.
What the lawsuit says. So we'll put both of these articles up there. You can read them. But you just got to love it, right? It's like, come on, guys. You're suing Google for tracking privacy, tracking us where we didn't want to be tracked, yet you're still using the technology to track the folks anyways. I mean, most of us are out there saying, of course, Eric, that's what they do. I know that. You and I know that. But too many people don't know, and then you have I would think our attorney general would have talked about this, too, during the interview, right? Hey, I hear Massachusetts getting sued for using that technology. Nope, that didn't come up. So we'll put these links up here for you guys, and and you can read them and read them and weep. And yes, Google, $392 million lighter.
Wow, that'll really hurt them.
That'll do it. What else you got there, Dennis?
Well, you and I talk about the effective hazards of cryptocurrency.
Yes.
And one of the things that we've discussed many times is that it is the fuel for ransomware.
Extortion, ransomware,
There is no possibility of ransomware without something like cryptocurrency to be untraceable money, okay?
Right. You'd have to actually take a duffel bag of money and drop it by the phone booth. Oh, the phone booths exist anymore? You have to drop it by some sort of garbage can, and then, of course, the FBI will be watching that. They'll arrest you, and you won't ever be able to do anything. But crypto, you can just go ahead and send it to Uzbekistan anytime you want.
Right, and that's really the problem. There was no massive ransomware problem until cryptocurrency came into existence.
Right.
Well, it turns out that there's something else that cryptocurrency is fueling.
Okay.
That is a major, major problem.
Okay.
And that is North Korea's nuclear program.
You're kidding.
No. Apparently, according to a story I have from CNET, North Korea has constructed a rather vigorous cryptocurrency empire. And it is it is just raging through the internet. They've stolen Bitcoin and I believe Ethereum from all kinds of places.
Did they steal that FFT token from FTX?
They probably didn't steal that.
But I heard it was worth billions. Sorry, digress.
Well, if they lost money on that deal, well, that's great.
But, but they're using it to actually fuel their nuclear program.
Right. And they do that because there are so many sanctions against them, they essentially don't have access to any financial markets in the world.
Right.
Not even in places like China.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're trying to finance their nuclear weapons program, they're getting, cryptocurrency, and they're trickling it out through different money laundering schemes, and then they can work on their nuclear weapons.
Gotcha.
And that's just another one of the moral hazards with cryptocurrency.
Right.
It's a
big
problem.
One. Yeah.
It's huge. I mean, if North Korea decides to nuke South Korea,
we can thank cryptocurrency.
That's millions
for that.
Of lives that will be lost because of cryptocurrency.
All right, guys. So if you haven't watched enough to realize that the fake money out there is fake money, I mean, you're watching. I heard a story too, speaking of cryptocurrency, where they're going to try to sue the spokespeople for FTX, which I think is kind of silly.
Yeah.
But there are some spokespeople out there. If you remember, I remember this. Matt Damon did a whole thing on the Super Bowl about being bold with cryptocurrency. That's yet another. That's another company.
Yeah. There were. Who was the guy who did the movie Do the Right Thing?
Mm.
I can't remember the director of that. A couple of years ago on Super Bowl ads, he was promoting some kind of a service that would allow you to buy and sell crypto through ATM machines.
Oh, yeah. They're doing that in Europe. They're doing that in England. Yeah. We had a guest on. Remember, Rupert was talking about that.
Right. So.
So they're going to go after the spokespeople who tricked you into buying fake money. So again, a fool in your money. I mean, Bill Gates has always said crypto is greater fool theory. So if you think if you're going to watch Larry David telling you to buy cryptocurrency and then you're going to invest your life savings, people are actually starting GoFundMe pages because they lost tens of thousands of dollars of actual money by putting it into this FTX, and they're whining and crying about it. And they want us to feel bad and give us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Them are real money to cover the fact that they took their own real money and put it into fake money. Cry me a river.
Yeah,
I mean,
here.
This is ridiculous. So, guys, I don't know how many examples you need of crypto just being ridiculous, but even Binance, I was reading, 40% of their value that they say they have in quote unquote reserves are in their own token.
Right.
That they can value whatever they want to be.
Right. They can say each token is $1 million worth.
And that's what FTX did, too. They said they had most of their tokens. They're worth $2 billion. That's what I deemed them. Well, guys, that's not how the world works. So if you need any examples of North Korea, ransomware, cryptocurrency makes no sense. You talk to any investor. Yes, I understand the blockchain. Fine. But it's the currency is a problem. So we do IT geeks a favor and stop investing in it, because you're killing us by making it worth something, because we're spending all of our time protecting our customers from being ransomed.
Yes. We do a lot of that.
Right. When I started in this business, we were just making sure their printers worked.
That's true.
Right. Now we're making sure they're not going to be ransomed. That's crazy. But that's what we're doing. And their data being stolen. Nobody cared about their data years ago. Who cared about the data? Mm-hmm. Well, now they know they can take the data and ransom it for cryptocurrency. So if we just get rid of cryptocurrency and made it impossible to trade, I think things would be a lot better. But that's just me as an IT guy.
Yeah, and they don't ask me either, so no. I can't help you.
So all these stories will be posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We've got four lines wide open on this Saturday morning. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
Often a woman is more comfortable working with another woman. Hi, I'm Diane.
Heating and air conditioning.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. A couple lines open for you. We were just talking about, you know, we were warning you guys because ISO New England warned us about rolling blackouts and all the things that we're going to be looking forward to this winter. And we were just talking about getting natural gas, right? I mean, you know, we were told Malloy told everybody to go to natural gas. The state was giving us incentives to do that. Of course, the oil folks are not very happy about that. We have a lot of clients who are in the oil business. And people are converting over to these natural gas solutions in their homes. And now somehow, some way, there's still not enough natural gas coming into New England. And I was telling Dennis about a story in my neighborhood. There's a 16-inch main from Tennessee going through our neighborhood. And they send a pig down the line, they call it. And they send it down the line to sniff out anomalies in the pipe to see if there's any issues. And they happen to find an issue in my neighbor's yard, his front yard. And this neighbor knew he had the potential of having to deal with an issue. Thankfully, it just missed his driveway. But they put a hole in his yard that you would not believe. I mean, you could have fit like two school buses in this hole they had to dig up for this pipeline. So the lines are there, but we need more capacity to fire up these plants so that we're not paying 50% more to Eversource for our energy. We were told this is going to be the issue. Malloy was pushing natural gas when he was governor years ago. We're like, hey, we don't have enough gas?
We knew it when the nuclear plants were being taken offline. I mean, come on.
We're paying premiums for that, too.
At some point, somebody had to wake up and say, we have to build this infrastructure up.
Right.
And we have to do it now. And nobody ever did it.
So here we go. I joke about a car payment for your internet service. It's going to be a mortgage payment for your power. I mean, that's what they're paying in Europe. Welcome to Connecticut. Let's go to your calls here, because, of course, you need juice to run your computers. It is.
That's why it's important to people like us.
Yeah, and mine your crypto. Let's go to Greg in Farmington. What's happening, Greg? Greg, you there? Greg. Uh-oh, I think we put Greg to sleep with our natural gas talk. Greg, going once? See, he's on line one. We've had issues, Matt, with line one before. I'm going to put Greg on hold. Maybe you can see if he's still there. Let's go to Ed in Wallingford next. Ed, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, sir. What can we do for you?
Yeah, good morning. Hey, morning. My daughter wants a printer for Christmas. What's the best options? What do you think?
Well, what's she going to print?
What are you going to print? Just general stuff.
Just general stuff? How old is she?
Photo of my daughter. She's how old are you, Buff? About 45 years old.
Well, you never know. I just figured I'd ask if it was, I don't know. I don't know how old you are, Ed. I haven't met you yet.
I'm in my 70s, okay?
Oh, you sound young.
Yeah.
I do.
You do. All right. So
I felt that way.
There you go. I hear you. So basically, any kind of printer she wants. So we would tell you to avoid inkjet, but you could do EcoJet, right? The Epson.
The EcoTank.
EcoTank.
Yeah.
It's kind of a better way to do inkjet.
Yeah, it is inkjet. It's just a different kind of it. Yeah. And it's more economical.
Yeah. Or laser. Does she want color?
Yes.
All right. So you can get a color laser jet, probably for around $500 or less. And the inkjet, the EcoTanks are probably in that $300 range.
$300, $350, I think.
Yeah. So she's going to get a nice gift from you, Ed.
The Epson now, is that kind of a recommended brand? Or I've always had HP, and they're just so ridiculous with their prices.
Well, Yeah, everything's ridiculous with their prices these days. But HP is a quality product that we recommend as well. We've had very good luck with them.
And HP is typically very good at businesses that are using applications that kind of require specific printers that are using a particular print markup language.
So if you look at like maybe Black Friday deals at Staples for color LaserJet printers, you'd probably be happy. You know, you can always compare them across Amazon and BJ's or wherever you go to your, you know, the big box stores. But you could probably get a deal for sub $500 for a LaserJet. But you're going to spend a lot of money on the color ink cartridges, but they will last you. But the EcoSmart tanks are also a good way to do it.
Yeah, with the Echo tank, you get several hundred pages out of a tank, and they're not that expensive. And then with laser, you're going to get a couple thousand pages out of each cartridge.
Right.
And that's probably even more economical.
Okay, so. Well, that gives a kind of a direction to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And does she really want a printer for Christmas?
she's got a small business that she runs out of her house.
Okay.
There you are.
There you are.
I can think of more fun presents than a printer, but all right. Makes sense. Nothing like being practical.
Money, you know, money always works.
Yeah, money always works. That's cool.
I can give you the cash and buy whatever you want.
Ironically, if you gave her that much in dollars, she'd be able to go food shopping for about 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Hey, look, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. There's the youngster Ed there with his 45-year-old daughter. I don't know. I just, he came across younger to me in my head.
Yeah. Someone just calls and asks what they're going to buy for their daughter. I mean, you have to ask.
Yeah. I didn't want to. If it was a kid, it would be a different answer. Actually, it wouldn't have been too different, but yeah, we'll put those links up there for good quality printers that are sub $500 that should be there for laser. But you will spend some surprising amounts of money on those inkjet cartridges. But the printer just goes and goes and goes and goes. Yeah, they just last forever.
Yeah, laser jets are very trouble-free.
And the mechanisms are good quality. So four lines open for you guys. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns, and Christmas gift suggestions. did you have anything you want to bring up, Dennis, as we wait for people's calls? I think there was a story you want to talk about the cable.
Yeah. We were talking about cable and
collusion,
you know, competition.
And collusion.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that there's a story in our Ars Technica where a cable company executive at a firm that isn't like its own ISP, what they do is they build out fiber networks and then they operate the network for whoever owns it. And it's usually like a cooperative or a municipality or a county or something like that.
Okay.
And they build primarily in rural areas because, you know, that's just where their money is.
Yeah.
And this guy that worked for one of these firms got an email by accident from another internet provider.
Mm-hmm.
The other internet provider was openly talking about their efforts to squash
the incumbent
public funding by agencies like states because they don't want there to be any competition. They don't want states financing these cooperatives to build out broadband in places that aren't reached.
Mm-hmm.
And the appearance certainly seems to be that at least this one company would rather an area go without any broadband at all if they aren't the ones to be there.
Right.
So they are willing to block anybody else and leave an area unserved, just out of spite.
Yep.
Anyway, it's all spelled out in the email that this guy got.
imagine how much our sneakers would cost if that's how the sneaker industry worked, or imagine how much any industry, if that was how it worked, how much it would cost.
Right.
But for some reason, in broadband in the year 2022, yes, guys, internet is a thing. For some reason, we're allowed to keep these companies as monopolies. And we're okay with it. And you can see the benefit of GoNetzBe coming into our market is what it's done to bring the cost down. And they had to probably, I don't know exactly how many fights they had to have, but they had to fight a lot of people who were getting paid a lot of money by these companies to politically stop it from happening, right? This is all politics. There's no reason. It's a 40-foot piece of wood, right? So there's no reason you can't put another wire on. Have you seen, you know, Bangladesh? Have you ever seen how they run wires over there? There's no reason you can't put one more wire on a 40-foot piece of wood. Yes, there is a reason if it's done in Connecticut, right? Or anywhere where there's politics involved. So, you know, I was seeing posts this morning on Facebook about people wanting to start their own power plant. Guys, you need to own the 40-foot piece of wood to do anything.
In order to do that, right.
And the 40-foot piece of wood is owned by two companies, Eversource. Well, it's three companies, Eversource, United Illuminating, and Frontier.
Right.
Those are the three companies that I understand own these pieces of wood. Now, if you're in Wallingford, you own your wood. You own your big 40-foot pieces of wood. Otherwise, I assume you do because you're actually transmitting power over those 40-foot pieces of wood. They should be doing their own municipal internet like Whip City Fiber did because, man, you could give both high-speed internet to your folks in Wallingford as well as low-cost electricity. I mean, win-win. That's what Whip City Fiber did.
Yeah.
You great, should be doing that.
Great deal.
So let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Ken in Windsor. What's happening, Ken?
Well, a little bit more on these printers.
Yes, sir.
And also just about power stealing or, you know, these devices that are left on for extended periods of time.
Yeah, vampire devices, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, vampire devices.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a few different printers, and I do have an Epson inkjet, and I do have a Brother Laser and another label printer and all that.
Nice.
And I'm going to be gone for an extended period of time, and I'd like to shut all the things off that are, you know, the vampires.
Yeah.
But my understanding with this Epson inkjet is that it does maintenance on itself while it's sitting there, and that if I shut it off, it may actually just freeze up or the inks will dry up in there because you do hear it periodically when you're not using it go through some kind of a maintenance function.
Yep, that's all true. So you do want to keep that running.
Okay, so that should be left on. I have not had problems with it. I've been very delighted with it.
Good.
It's been a very good printer. Unfortunately, I wanted to replace it with an EcoTank, but I haven't found an EcoTank that has all the features that this one has. You know, it's an all-in-one.
Yeah.
And it does a wonderful job.
Nice.
But I had to roll back the firmware in it so I could use any ink cartridge in it.
Yeah.
Smart.
Okay. Pretty cool.
Yeah, because it just got ridiculous, the price of the cartridges. And I was surprising that, they want you to update it right away. It keeps giving you this message. And anybody that uses it, I tell them, do not say yes to that display. You know, do not touch that button.
Right, because what he's talking about, guys, is that the printer will then not allow any non-Epson cartridge to be used in it. So if you have if you're refilling cartridges or you're using, you know, off-brand cartridges, the printer says, I don't see that as an Epson cartridge, I'm not going to let you print, which is, again, ridiculous, right? They're forcing you to buy their stuff. However, we had stories during the pandemic, right, where HP actually rolled back that technology because they were doing the same thing with their LaserJet toner, right? I think it was their toner cartridges. They said you couldn't use third party.
It might have been HP, but I know that Canon was doing it.
Oh, Canon.
Yeah.
And they allowed it because you couldn't even get Canon cartridges.
Yes, because they couldn't get the chips to put into the cartridges.
Right, to lock them down. So.
Well, you know, the sad part of it is that if one of those, if you're using the authentic ones and your machine is set up where it only will use authentic ink cartridges,
if one
of those ink cartridges runs out of ink, it doesn't allow you to scan documents.
I know.
You can't use the scanner.
It holds you hostage.
It becomes a brick.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You just bricked it. Jeez.
Yeah. You're hot. For some reason, all the other ink cartridges don't work. All right, Ken, we got to go, but thank you for checking in.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You got it.
Good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Isn't that crazy? Your printer would hold you hostage.
And I would ask Ken to take a look at that lineup. Because there are a lot of all-in-ones in that lineup now.
Oh, very good.
There's a lot of models.
In the EcoTanks.
I mean, there's like seven or eight of them for home and office, and there's just a whole bunch more classes.
Awesome. Very good. Well, Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And feel free to get online, 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best to help you out. Or you can post your question over on the Facebook page. It's over at WTIC's Facebook page. We are live. Go ahead right into the comments area. You can post your question there. You could have a fellow listener answer it, too. Who knows? Yeah. It's kind of the neat thing about a forum, as
it were. It's a collaborative effort.
Yeah. You can also get everything we talked about over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. And, of course, if you subscribe to our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, generally, wherever you get your podcasts, you can subscribe to this podcast. And, you know, if you have something, if you want to have it running in the background while you're doing something important, I wouldn't advise that. If you're doing something important, you wouldn't want to listen to the show. No, I'm just kidding. but if you want to listen to us anytime, whether it be riding your bike or walking, or, I mean, we always get calls from people who are, there's a guy who walks a track. He's probably out there today who calls us in from time to time. Mm-hmm. But you can subscribe to the podcast and it'll get to your device, whatever device that may be. And when you've got nothing better to do, you can turn Dennis and I on and have us screaming forever talking about geeks and poles and, you know, pole neutrality and all that fun stuff. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Robert in New Hartford first. What's happening, Robert?
Hello. Yeah, I hope you could help me with something.
Yeah.
I'm getting repeat messages purportedly from the Microsoft account team that says that an IP in Russia is logging into my account and I'm supposed to report them.
Is there a phone number they're giving you?
They give me a button to push, and I don't push the button because, frankly, if this is a phony, I don't want to get involved in anything.
Yeah, it is a phony.
Okay. Well, that's good there. Now, if I have my computer open, can somebody from Russia log into it?
Oh, they've been doing that for years.
Well, they can't.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. so anytime your computer's on, there's always a potential for somebody, right, to be involved with it, depending on what type of protections you have in place. So I suspect what you're seeing is called a browser hijack. Mm-hmm. Some sort of browser hijack is showing you this message, and then when you click on it, you're going to get another message, maybe a phone number to call, and you're going to literally invite the bad guys into your machine.
Okay, so that's what I thought. That's why I haven't responded to it. Now, somebody had advised me that I should be changing the password to my computer every couple of months. Do you think that's necessary?
Well, that'll drive you nuts. That's not necessary.
That's not. As a matter of fact, the general advice, even from security professionals, is that frequent password changes is just not as good a security method as other considerations, such as the length of the password.
Mm-hmm.
The longer a password is, the harder it is to break mathematically. Use a passphrase. I mean, something in excess of 12 characters.
12. Right. Okay.
Like Computer Talk with Tab rocks. Right, that's a nice password.
Yeah, that would be a nice long password, and that would be very hard to break.
Except somebody's already got that one, so.
Yeah.
we just announced it over the air.
But the thing is, Robert, so the issue that you really have to be worried about is not a bad guy hacking into your computer. It's more likely you're going to invite them in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The message you're dealing with is a browser hijack, so we need you to clear your browser cache so that this stops happening. And now, how did you get it, right? How did you get this browser hijack? Well, you surfed somewhere. You shouldn't.
No, it just came in as an email.
Oh, it was an email.
Email.
It wasn't in a browser.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm I use this computer only for legitimate purposes, and I don't play games on it, and I don't do this, that, and the other
good
thing. So I'm a big chicken as far as that's concerned. But
all
this
right
came in. This keeps coming in as an email. It's come in now
four
times in the last month.
Mark it as spam. No one's going to ever email you saying the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go ahead and mark that as spam and ignore it. And keep in mind, there are no companies out there that nice to say, hey, call us. We've detected a problem on your system.
Okay,
doesn't exist.
Microsoft doesn't do that.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does it.
Nobody.
Anywhere, anytime, at all.
No, I found it very difficult to try to get in touch with somebody from Microsoft.
Right.
I think I've heard that you fellows say that that's the normal thing and so forth.
That is the normal. Do you want to hold on through the news, Robert?
Yeah, I could because I have two other questions.
All right, we're going to put Robert on hold. We'll be right back.
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.